Social media, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, it's all out there, and it's been called the liberating tool of a generation. Well, it can also be anti-social media as well, especially if you don't breathe the rarefied air of the liberal, tree-hugging, bra-burning left, as I don't. I don't breathe that air. I breathe my own air. I create my own reality. I make my own thoughts. I make my own opinions. I don't follow the herd. And the last couple of days, Monday the 7th of December and Tuesday the 8th of December, have been particularly interesting for me on Twitter. I'm associated with Paul Perrin, also known as at P. Perrin on Twitter. We work together producing this podcast, Radio Free UK, which is a predominantly anti-EU channel because we're both anti-EU, so we do share that. But other than that, we live in completely different parts of the country. We've never actually met face to face, but we work together very, very well using this great tool called the internet and social media. But as I say, this is about anti-social media. It all kicked off a day ago, Monday, the 7th of December, 2015. You see, Paul had been having a discussion of sorts with somebody called No2Hate. That's N-O, the figure number 2, and then hate. So you would expect that they would be pro-peace and love and respect for all others. Well, I chipped into their conversation by saying, quote, "You see, when one thinks for oneself, an opinion forms, and it may go against the herd." That's when they call you a hater. This sparked off a whole tirade from No to Hate about how I was a racial bigot and a Muslim hater simply because I'd said that I was free-thinking and was able to form my own opinions about what was going on in the world. I agreed with No to Hate that we needed to start nudging the sheep or sheeple or the crowd, the herd, in the opposite direction, away from where government was leading them, and all the hashtags in the world aren't going to do that. Well, this was responded to, and I said, "I'm assuming that because one doesn't agree with something means you hate it." Well, that's a bit silly. The tirade continued, and I said that once again I can form my own opinion because No to Hate was assuming that I was simply agreeing with P. Perrin simply because we work together on RadioFreeUK.org. Well, I can form my own opinion, and I probably don't agree with Paul on every single issue. You see, I'm a free thinker. I don't just follow the herd. We agree on the EU, but I'm sure there's other things that we would quite vehemently disagree on, but that's for a later podcast. Personally, I think we've got bigger issues to be focusing on, and I quoted an RT piece which talked about Montenegro in NATO, the provocation at a critical moment in US-Russian relations. They'd done an op-ed piece, and I quoted it and spoke about it. No to Hate decided to presume my train of thought and that I wasn't fully aware of what was actually going on and why. This turned into something of a slanging match, and Paul said, "Can you give us your qualification for definition of what a Muslim is?" Paul asked the question, "Can you give us your qualification for definition of what a Muslim is? I assume you're an Islamic scholar." I replied that I was interested to hear what the working knowledge of the Holy Quran and its teachings with regard to living with non-believers was. This continued, and No to Hate carried on saying that I was a bigot and a Muslim hater, and at no time, and you're free to look down my Twitter feed at Alan T. Shearer, that's A-L-A-N-T S-H-E-A-R-E-R, if you care to have a look down the feed, and you'll see that at no time do I say that I hate Muslims, because I don't. I don't hate anybody of any religion. I simply asked the question and quoted from Truth Monkey, which showed a gay person who had been subjected to 450 lashes and his only crime was being gay in Saudi Arabia. I quoted that and asked No to Hate if they wanted this here in the UK too. That didn't really get a reply, other than the fact that because I'm associated with Paul, then I must be a bigot and a Muslim hater. Well, at no time have I seen Paul say that he hates Muslims, and at no time have I ever said that I hate Muslims. So I asked No to Hate to provide the evidence to their statement and their accusation that I was a Muslim hater. There was no reply, and nothing's come back since. Well, that was Monday. I was accused of being a bigot, and I was accused publicly of being a Muslim hater without any evidence being put forward to that as well. I tweeted to No to Hate, what? When did I declare any hatred towards Muslims? Come on, quote me. Direct or retract that inflammatory tweet where they had stated that I was a Muslim-hating bigot. I asked again, please, quote me when I said I hated Muslims. I went on to say, this was directed at No to Hate, firstly, I'm not covering or excusing anyone. P. Perrin makes his own statements. I have my opinion, and he doesn't need me to defend him. I asked once again, quote me directly where I said I hated Muslims. I'm waiting. Hello? Come on, you've made a public statement, back it up with evidence, or retract it. I asked them to retract the tweet because they'd publicly made a defamatory statement towards me that I was a Muslim hater and a bigot. Once again, I can clearly and categorically state I'm not. I also asked once again, repeatedly, to produce the evidence to back up the accusations. And I said that I might report you for defamation of character and making false accusations, and then we could face each other in court. I said, do you want that? Are you showing hate and a lack of love when your Twitter name is No to Hate? They said that they weren't showing hate, and I said, yes, towards me. I'm sure your 4 followers will be able to attest your gentle peace and lack of evidence. Yes, No to Hate at the time had 4 followers. I then said, anyway, I've had enough of you for now. I'll report you in the morning when I can be bothered and once I've done the important stuff, like once I've had a poo and a shower. I also said that if you'd bothered to check my timeline a few days ago, 10 days ago to be precise, I posted this picture, which I fully agree with. I don't care if you're black, white, brown, Muslim, Hindu, Jew, gay, or straight. We're all being ripped off by the same people. Stop arguing and start organising. And this was a picture that was put out by American Reformers, which I assume is a group in the USA. Well, today, the hatred and attacks started again, because yesterday I'd also gone on record many times to say that I'm anti-vaccine, and I retweeted an anti-vaccine tweet, and apparently today that makes me ignorant, because somebody called Microbio Mom, who has, it seems, since I pointed out the fact that the domain name that this person had taken was inactive and didn't have anything on it, has now changed their web link to a Facebook page, Microbio Mom. Well, this set off a tirade, because apparently I asked why they'd not done anything with their website, why they'd not done anything with their domain. If I was so ignorant about vaccines, why weren't they putting out their pro-vaccine information on a website? Well, apparently because she's such a busy mom and she has a lifestyle and she hasn't had time to do anything with it. Now, checking her Twitter feed, she's changed that link to her Facebook page. So, hey, well done, microbiome mom. Apparently, she has such a busy lifestyle with her kids, which are all vaccinated, no doubt, and I don't know if they have any issues, and I hope they don't, and I wish her well. But apparently, the reason she hadn't done anything with it was because she was so busy. Well, I was quite happy to reply, and I gave out a bit of a tirade, and that's not something I really like doing, but I said this: I'll happily get into an adult debate with you about the poison that's added to vaccines once you have an actual website with information that you can use to back up your argument. But remember, this is a website that doesn't exist because she hasn't had time because of her busy lifestyle. So I said, oh, grow up. I'm a busy father with three sons, a husband, a hard-working journalist and photographer and reporter and more. And then she replied that, oh, well, she was so busy and I was so ignorant about vaccines. To which I replied, don't come the busy mom with me. You're using it as an excuse to just rant at people who hold a different opinion. I then went on to give her some information about me. Oh yeah, and I'm an 18-year veteran of the RAF, and I've just come out of a therapy session for PTSD. So shove that up your busy life. Microbe Mom, where have you gone? Are you too busy with your mom lifestyle? Yeah, thought so, because so far there's been absolutely no reply whatsoever from Microbio Mom. And that's as of 12:43 on Tuesday, the 8th of December. So be aware on social media. It can be a fantastic tool for spreading news, for finding out great information, and for sharing things that you enjoy, and for sharing your opinions. But be aware, other people hold different opinions. And when they don't breathe the same rarefied air as you... Thanks for that little quote, Paul. Be aware that some people think for themselves rather than just following the herd.